First, as usual, lots of news this week. I spoke in the studio with North State Public Radio's Mark Albert to get the latest on FEMA housing units, the Red Cross shelter, and a press conference with state legislators that happened earlier today in Paradise. Mark, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
Earlier this week, the Butte County Board of Supervisors met and you were there. What were the highlights of that meeting?
Well, the officials are really trying to find a middle ground, a way that they can accommodate people who have been lost their homes and then gotten the sort of double whammy of being told you can't live next to your debris pile. You can't live on your own property until the debris removal process is totally completed. That's left a lot of people in the lurch, those that are visible and also those who've sort of vanished into the willing and welcoming arms of friends, neighbors, and families who maybe are not on a list, but were thinking that this will clear out and in 30 days I'll get to return to my property. And evidently that's not the case. The debris removal 2, which got underway just recently, is expected to last 12 months. Officials at the county level and at the town level have promised that folks who had purchased electrical permits, and these were permits so that you could hook up to utilities while you're staying on your property before the debris removal happens, those people are prioritized and jumping to the top of the list of the properties that will get cleared by Cal OES and Cal Recycle. So they also announced at the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday that they'd made quickly put together a temporary RV park in Oroville where those folks could stay.
What about FEMA housing units?
Obviously, there's been a tremendous amount of impatience in the community about the FEMA housing process. People are not all that aware of what goes into it. FEMA has been negotiating with landlords. That takes time. They can't reveal that because if they reveal a deal, suddenly the price could go up. It makes it difficult for them to negotiate. Additionally, the officials are required to do a flood survey and another risk survey for these sites, and then they have to put in utilities, so sewer lines, electrical wiring, everything that's needed for those sites, and the first units will not be ready before April. The officials were talking about 1,300 people that they need to house or provide housing for. They've identified a number of sites, and they are planning on constructing a site in Gridley that will have 400 units, a site on Hagen Lane with 48, one on Larkin Road in Oroville, another site they're calling the Rosewood site, which is scheduled to break ground tomorrow, as well as more units on the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico, which will be built out by the Army Corps of Engineers, and I believe that 62 units were discussed there, a total of 620 manufactured housing units at this time.
Speaking of the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds, another story that we've been following is the Red Cross shelter there. Can you tell me what the status is on that shelter currently? Do you know how many people remain there?
Certainly. Officials were saying, and I confirm with this with City Manager Mark Orme today, that there are 9 people still staying there in the dormitory, but that officials hope to have their dormitory closed tomorrow, Friday, and move everyone out and find alternative dwellings for each and every person there. There are also RVs that are still on site that are outside. And those folks are being transitioned to paying for those. There are some 67 people there.
Today you were in Paradise, and there were many state officials who were speaking there. What's the latest? What was going on there?
Well, that's absolutely correct. The top line, there was a big event at the Pine Ridge School. It's an elementary school in Magalia. We had a number of officials, including Governor Newsom, was at the event. He spoke to school children. Here's some of that.
I left my home.
You did? Well, how long were you living there? All your life? You grew up there. Wow. Mm-hmm. And are you in a trailer now, too?
I never bought. Is it a trailer or an RV?
It's a trailer.
Yeah. We're living behind a church.
Behind the church?
Mm-hmm.
The reason the governor was there in the first place was that yesterday legislation was signed providing backfilling all of the property tax for the town of Paradise and other sites in the burn area.
We signed legislation yesterday
committing something the state of California has never committed to any community, and that's 3 years to offset and backfill 100% of the property tax losses of this community, and also to do the same for our school system. That's not something you should applaud. That's something you should expect. That's not something to celebrate. That's just something we had to do.
Property tax is the fundamental funder for schools. With so much property destroyed, obviously the revenue coming into the county and then going to the school district is going to plummet. The state stepped forward, and whatever they collect, the state was going to fill the hole compared to last year. There were other officials from the school district and from Butte County Schools there. I spoke with a counselor who's attempting to help children through the transition and through this catastrophe. She had some very important points.
The hardest thing for me personally is to listen to the children talk about losing their pets. For many kids, their dogs and cats were their everything. And then there's been secondary loss, because as these families have all doubled up with other families, there have been animals that have had to be given away because maybe grandpa was allergic to cats or somebody didn't like dogs, or and so the kids lose everything. They get a new place. They're going to be staying for a while, usually in an RV on somebody's property. And then there's another layer of loss.
And that was Elaine Collins. She's a mental health counselor who's retired, and she's brought back to assist in schools. The other thing that was going on today, we had Assemblyman Brian Dolly, who represents actually parts of Magalia. We had Assemblyman James Gallagher, who represents much of Paradise as well as much of the Valley, and State Senator Jim Nielsen in attendance, along with five other members of the state legislature. They got to tour firsthand the damage and the extent of the devastation, which should prove useful in terms of gaining resources. You know, in government speak, the word resources means money.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.